Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The first baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Jarvis. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ray Jarvis. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Richie Sheinblum. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Zoilo Virals. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting 8th. The catcher, Ken Suarez. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schofield moves to third. Smith moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is walked intentionally. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Jarvis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jarvis bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schofield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alves hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McDowell bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Jarvis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jarvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Jarvis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Schofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dalton Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ver Alse fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Zoilo Ver Alse batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ver Alse is 0-for-1 in the game. Ver Alse hits a fly ball towards right. Conigliaro settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Conigliaro. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Scheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Suarez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Suarez is 0-for-1 in the game. Suarez takes first base on ball 4. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Richie Scheinblum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Scheinblum is 0-for-2 in the game. Scheinblum takes first base on ball 4. Suarez moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gibson for a passed ball. Suarez moves to third. Scheinblum moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jarvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jarvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Jarvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Verhaals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhaals hits a line drive beyond first. Jones can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Snyder scores. Verhaals moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Indians. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Suarez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Schofield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell strikes out. One out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sheinblum hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Gibson interferes with Sheinblum, who is awarded first base. Dave Nelson pinch runs for Richie Sheinblum. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jarvis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Reggie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field. Hinton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hinton. Petrocelli moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and has Petrocelli trapped. There's the throw to Verhals, who tags Petrocelli for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Conigliaro moves to second. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conigliaro moves to third. Scott moves to second. George Thomas pinch hits for Ray Jarvis. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Verhals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.